This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our position is that they shouldn't get out of jail. Now, ultimately, that is a position. We bring that position to the court.
It's still up to the judge, but it's a big setback for the Menendez brothers. It's March 10th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman.
That was so ridiculous. It was so over the top. I mean, it was really beneath him as a new district attorney.
Also coming up, one juror holds out, and the Orange County judge who shot his wife will need a new trial.
When 11 individuals chosen at random are put in a jury box and they reach an agreement, 11, that's overwhelming information back to us.
It's today on the show, but first, this. Hey there, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, please take a second, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to shows, search for the LA Local, hit the follow button. You'll get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. Everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California in just about 10 minutes every day on the LA Local. We took a while to get to a decision, but the new LA County DA, Nathan Hochman, says the Menendez brothers should not get out of jail. He will oppose their resentencing. He announced this morning he'd withdraw the motion for resentencing that was originally sent to the court by the former DA, George Gascon.
When one deals with resentencing, one of the key hallmarks of resentencing is, do the defendants pose an unreasonable risk of danger to the community? One way to decide if they pose that risk is to understand if they have been rehabilitated. And one way to understand if they've been rehabilitated is, have they accepted and exhibited full insight into the crimes that they have committed and accepted complete responsibility for their criminal actions?
Hochman says he doesn't think the brothers have done that yet, have not apologized, so he's not prepared to try and help them get out of jail. Here's legal analyst, defense attorney Rachel Fizay. She says withdrawing the motion is a devastating blow to the brothers.
Under this circumstance, it's very unlikely they would be resentenced. So the family has gone on this roller coaster where George Gascon was recommending a resentencing. It was all looking positive because having the district attorney recommend a resentencing is a very big deal because they are the prosecuting body. But now that position has flipped. So I don't see how they necessarily get a chance at resentencing in this court under these circumstances, even though their attorney would go in and argue for it. It is appearing like it will be opposed by the district attorney, and the judge is much less likely to grant it.
And one person who's not thrilled about it is the Menendez brothers' lawyer, Mark Garagos. Here he is talking with TMZ. He says he thinks Hochman has no clue what he's talking about and has to brush up on the facts.
That was so ridiculous. It was so over the top. I mean, it was really beneath him as a new district attorney. I think I said last time when I heard him about his response to the habeas that the 90s were calling, they want their DA's office back.
He says he thinks politics are at play here.
Is this Hochman setting up a run for governor? He sure was taking aim at the governor. I don't understand what he was doing here. I mean, it sure seems as if he was testing out his, you know, he failed in his last statewide run when he ran as a Republican for attorney general and lost in a landslide to Rob Bonta. Then he changed and became an independent when he ran for DA. You have to wonder, is this guy testing out is this a test run for governor?
He says he thinks the DA is wasting everybody's time by rehashing prosecution talking points from back in the 90s. Says the brothers did confess at trial to the lies they told to cover their tracks. In the meantime, Fizet says the legal team is now going to have to quickly change their strategy.
I don't think they have a different avenue, really. And I think the DAs have swayed as public goes, or as their supporters might believe. So they will try to get this out in the public such that it looks like a popular viewpoint. And I think they're really going to have to focus on Governor Newsom.
And the risk assessment from the parole board that Governor Newsom ordered to be done should play a big role in whether he decides to grant them clemency.
We know the facts. Nathan Hochman has taken us through the facts and the lies at that time multiple times, but that's not really the assessment that would be made on clemency. How have they been rehabilitated? Are they able to come back into the public? Are they a threat? That bar is fairly high and extremely important, and the parole board will provide light as to that. And then the decision becomes, you know, I think somewhat political, and whether it makes sense in these circumstances, considering all of their circumstances, to release them.
The resentencing hearing is still scheduled as of now, and we've seen these things get pushed back, for March 20th and 21st at the Van Nuys Courthouse. It's a mistrial in the case of the Orange County judge who made clear to just about everyone that he did, in fact, shoot his wife to death. Karen Adams has been covering this case. And Karen, this is a guy who sat in the police interview room and said on video, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, convict my ass. I did it." Why couldn't they?
Well, jurors really wrestled with this case, Alex. 8 days of deliberations, questions, and they even heard, you know, from both sides again in a rare move. Now, this case that many thought would be open and shut really was not, but it all came down to one lone juror who most likely Ferguson's defense that the shooting was an accident, and they just could not agree to convict him of second-degree murder. Now, Orange County DA Todd Spitzer calls what happened a victory, though, because 11 of the 12 jurors did believe he's guilty of murder. So the case will be retried, and all sides head back to court Thursday.
Yeah, Todd Spitzer sounded pretty confident that he could get a conviction on a retrial, given that they got 11 jurors this time. And if you'll remember, we covered it when it first happened. This was the judge who sent a text message to his staff saying, "I won't be in tomorrow because I shot my wife." So there's no doubt that he did it. The question is whether it rose to the level of murder. And it was really a technicality that didn't allow the jury to move on to that lesser charge, right?
Correct. What happens, you know, while they were deliberating, they had to agree unanimously, whether one way or the other, on the most serious charge, which was second degree murder. All had to be unanimous. But that one lone holdout, they couldn't move on to the lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter.
So do we know, has the DA led on, whether they will try for the murder charge again or whether they will kind of hedge their bets and go for the lesser charge?
It seems DA Spitzer is going to go with that second degree murder charge because, like we talked about, 11 of the 12 jurors did agree that he was guilty of second degree murder. It's just getting another jury, a jury of his peers, to all agree on that charge. So it might be, you know, like a so-called crapshoot, but they're not going to drop that second degree murder charge. And believe it or not, you know, Ferguson's wife's family, they want the lesser charge. They do believe it was an accident, as the defense claims. They say that they don't believe it was murder. They believe it was an accident.
Hmm. So Ferguson is a judge. He knew what the process was going to be like. He wasn't probably surprised by any part of you know, how this played out for him after this happened. What was his demeanor like in court from what you saw?
He did show emotion during his son's testimony, Philip. When Philip took the stand, his eyes did not leave his son. During the other parts of the trial, during the opening testimony, he would look down. He never looked at whomever was testifying. But when his son, Philip, was on that stand, he could not take his eyes off his son.
Karen Adams, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.
And that's the LA Local for this 10th of March, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all dozen dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And we are back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.